In emotional testimony, Vermont farmers said yes, they respect Hispanic workers, but they're concerned that if the bill passes, some of them would be unfit to drive.
There's not a politically correct way to say it, but my...
That's dairy farmer Rebecca Harrigan testifying before the House Transportation Committee. Her family farm near the Canadian border hires 4 Hispanic workers.
As a whole that I've seen, they like to drink. Some of the guys that I've gotten to know and to trust that have worked for us have said that it's hard for them to sit down and just have a drink after work.
Harrigan told lawmakers that her experience should raise concerns about the bill that would allow people who can prove identity and residency in Vermont to get a driving privilege card. Harrigan isn't alone in her judgment. Alma Briggs is a dairy farmer from Addison County who started hiring migrant workers only after she couldn't find local high school kids to do the job. Briggs says some migrant workers are not responsible enough to be granted a driver's authorization card. She recalls one worker who was preparing to return to Mexico.
And 2 days before his plane ticket was ready to go, he came to me and said he had to have a suitcase and that we had to go shopping for a suitcase. So, you know, they don't plan ahead or, do these extra things.
Briggs says Vermont farmers are, quote, struggling to deal with a different culture. Other members of Vermont's farming community, though, object to that broad characterization.
Farmers tend to be conservative, and I view this as a progressive move.
Seth Gardner runs a dairy farm in East Montpelier, where he employs 4 migrant workers. He supports the bill because he says it's all about empowerment. And he wants to distance himself from any offensive remarks.
I think that there's a little bit of racism, perhaps, mixed in this. This bill is a little akin to the discussions about the emancipation of the slaves in the South. I really feel that. And I don't want to be on the South side.
Among the migrant farm workers who said they were enraged to hear the testimony this week was Alberto Madrigal. He works on a farm in Irisburg, sending half of his earnings home to Mexico.
It's pretty incredible that people who are just like us, people who paint us with such a broad brush, how could they say that I am a drunk? They don't even know me personally. And so I felt pretty upset.
Of course, in any community, Madrigal says, there are some bad apples, but that shouldn't stop the legislature from passing the driver's ID bill. The House Transportation Committee will continue to take testimony this week. It's expected to pass the Democratic-controlled House before the end of the session, and Governor Peter Shumlin has said he'll sign it. For VPR News, I'm Kirk Carapeza in Montpelier.